You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Daniel Odess, the president of East Coast Public Adjusters, one of the oldest public adjusting firms in the country. Founded in 1988, ECPA has serviced more than 17,000 clients that have resulted in over $750 million in claims. Daniel, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, and thank you for this great opportunity.
You're welcome. It is our pleasure. So, Daniel, what kind of growth strategies are you working with right now?
What we're working with is an opportunity to get involved in our community. And through the educational devices that we've pioneered, and new office locations and a growing staff. So our strategy is kind of in two parts. One, obviously, new locations, which is an easy step towards growth. The second is education and that community involvement. That education allows us to go out to the public and educate them about insurance, their rights under the policies, about the services of a public adjuster, and grow that 17,000 to that six-figure number and above. And also, part of that education and that community will involve part of that community involvement, staying involved in the not-for-profits, making sure that the name East Coast Public Adjusters is related to not only insurance, but also the goodwill of individuals who want to, you know, feed the homeless and things like that, to show that we're there, we're part of your community. And we're going to grow with you, and we want to be there when you have a disaster or a loss that occurs at your business or home.
The insurance industry is very complex. How do you make sure that East Coast Public Adjusters is ahead of the eight ball?
It's real simple. They're large, big, and slow, and we're small and fast. And what we do is through a group of coordinated workshops, whether it be insurance-related, legal-related, engineering-related, construction, we get with our staff on a consistent and very regular basis, sit them down, put them through tutorials, classes, online. We do webinars sometimes. We bring individuals into the office. We sometimes go out to manufacturer plants of building materials or to engineers' offices, sit with them, learn their trade. By understanding those trades that are essential to the adjustment of a claim, we can provide a better service to our clients, the end user, and also we can make sure that when we're doing adjustments of claims and we're trying to evaluate the cost of what it's going to take to put you back to where you were prior to the loss, having all those tools in our toolbox and being able to properly use them because we've tried them in a seminar setting where we've went through examples and scenarios, and that scenario training allows us to make sure that we can maximize their recovery every time. And also we can respond to the insurance company's continued change and direction and nuances that we find in the new policies that are getting issued on a daily basis.
Well, how has technology impacted your business? I'd be curious to know that.
Tremendously. Rather than the tape measure, we use a laser measuring device to get in and out of properties quicker, to get a more accurate measurement of the loss. I've actually developed several different types of software we use here actively. We deploy tablets into the fields to be able to electronically sign contracts, documents, transfer information quickly to our insureds and our clients. It's amazing the evolution. The insurance company is a little bit slower to grab onto it, but the evolution of email itself has so quickly assisted in communicating not only with our clients quicker, but also with the insurance company, because documentation is the utmost important part of any one insurance claim, is making sure that the file is appropriately and the claim is appropriately documented. Well, part of that documentation is then getting that documentation to the right person. Well, instead of having to fax a 200-300-page policy, we now receive it within seconds sometimes. In our email box. So where we typically, there would be a lead time on that, you know, of them printing it and then sticking it in a fax machine and everything else, we no longer have to wait for that. And so we continually evolve and to develop new software that we can that allows our clients access to their claim files remotely. And my adjusters in the field also have the same access so that the transfer of information is that much quicker, so we can deal with the big insurance company, which typically moves a bit slower.
Today we are joined by Daniel Odess, the president of East Coast Public Adjusters, one of the oldest public adjusting firms in the country, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tell me about some of your company's best practices.
Some of our best practices is really just, it's a simple old one, customer service. Customer service is a big focus of ours, making sure that we're getting thank you letters out to our clients constantly. We put into place a 24-hour rule, not only on phone calls but also on emails. If we receive a phone call or an email, it needs to be responded to within 24 hours. We have ways of tracking that through our software and that technology we just spoke about, and also team building. Making sure that we're taking care of our employees here at the office is really a best practice that we have, making sure that they're not forgotten. Obviously, everyone's out there running around trying to get new business, but if you don't take care of the people that are the people here in the office that are actually assisting in that, it makes it quite difficult to make sure that you're providing that quality service on the end. So taking care of them is definitely pinnacle.
Daniel, in conclusion, what piece of advice could you share with the young entrepreneurs that are listening in?
Turn over every rock you can possibly turn over. And never forget how you got there. Once you actually have gotten there, a lot of people, once they've hit that mark and of success, a lot of times they kind of like snub their nose and forget about a simple thing about a returning a phone call or replying to an email. The more success, commitment that you need to make to making sure that you're responding appropriately to people and treating people as your equal, rather than thinking that you've already you've made it, and so that you don't have to take the time to make that phone call calling someone back. I always find that some of my colleagues that have had some success, as soon as they hit that success mark, they seem to kind of forget to like return a phone call because they just want to be hassled with it. So as you continue to grow, in order to continue growing beyond that point, I think it's most important that you always remember to never forget how you got there. And make sure that you're taking care of your business at home with your family, and take time to yourself.
Very sound advice. He is Daniel Odess, the president of East Coast Public Adjusters, one of the oldest public adjusting firms in the country. Founded in 1988, ECPA has serviced more than 17,000 clients that have resulted in over $750 million in claims. And the website of reference is www.ecpaclaims.com. Daniel, thanks so much for joining us on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, and it's great what you guys are doing, and I hope it continues.
And I certainly do appreciate that. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you don't want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
You know, what you think about, you bring about in your life. It's a reality. If you think about, if you focus on something, that's going to happen in your life. If you're constantly focusing on something, that's going to appear in your life. If you're constantly thinking negative thoughts, probably negative things are going to happen to you. If you're constantly thinking, I don't know if I can, I don't know if I'm good enough, I don't think I can, and you go back to that book, I think I can, with a little choo-choo that, the little choo-choo that could, I think I can, and as silly as it might sound, the reality is, what you think about, you absolutely bring about into your life.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.